Serious news, seriously entertaining. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Happy, 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 happy Wednesday. Hope all of you are well. It is the fun that is our Getting You Over the Hump Day show. And I'm telling you what, man, it is gorgeous outside. I got a pep in my step, and I continue to look over and see that no one's in the studio with me, Gatos.
No, I will be back on Monday. I'll be back on Monday. Is that okay?
I guess. I mean, there's nothing else I can
say. Yeah. I always feel like I have to explain why I'm doing the show from home.
I know.
Because people, you know, they pop in here and there. My wife is on day 9 of COVID. Very mild symptoms. Thank you, Pfizer, for the vaccine. So I've been told by KTAR, listen, come back in 10 days. So that's what I'll do. I'll come back on Monday, and she's doing great, and that's all that matters. And you and I'll have some fun today, but I will be home. You will be at the station.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So it's a good time, though. You get to do it from the house, which is very, I mean, the beauty of technology today, man, is incredible.
Yeah. No, I'd rather be at the station. It's much, much more fun. Get out of the house. I'm not somebody who likes to work from home. I know a lot of people love to work from home. I am not one of them. I've never been one of them.
Because we don't hate our jobs, dude.
No. No, like, I like going in and, you know, feeling what's going on in the newsroom and then hitting the air and you're sitting in front of a microphone and it's much better when I'm there. But that's all right. I'll be back in a couple of days.
All right. Sounds good. But all that being said.
Yes.
Chaos is still going on here. I mean, I still think we're waiting at some way. I mean, do we ever find out what happened to the ninjas? Right. Because weren't they supposed to have, you know, or were we supposed to find out how much Trump won by?
Well, I think the head ninja got COVID, so that delayed it a couple weeks. But we're way past those few weeks, so, you know, do you really care what they have to say?
No.
I'm just curious. I'm not going to believe, you know, if they said that Biden won by even more, I'm not going to believe it. So, you know, I don't really know what to do with the report. It was a farce from the beginning. They hired the wrong company, somebody who's never done it before, and a bunch of conspiracy theorists did this whole audit, and it's just not on the all the up and up.
No, and the reason, you know, I talk about that is A, because I'm just always curious that anything happened to those guys, and B, because the reality is, you know, right now on the right side of the aisle, mostly the things that dominate when it comes to running for governor seems to be a bit conspiracy theory.
Yeah. You know me. I'm an independent. I can't stand the far right. I can't stand the far left. They're both equally dangerous. It's not just one side that's crazy. It's both. But, you know, if you take a look at the 4 or 5 Arizona GOP candidates, they want Ducey's job. And all 5 won't say that Joe Biden won Arizona. And so I come from this as an independent. How am I even supposed to take you seriously as an independent? And by the way, we're going to decide the election. I don't know if you guys know that.
Yeah.
Independents will decide the election. Why? Because we don't run to our corner. It's like how many people out there are Joe Biden people? And they say, oh, he did such a good job getting us out of Afghanistan. Really? You have to run to your corner to say that? It's false. He did a terrible job. And then you got the Republicans who, you know, we can go through that too, but All five GOP gubernatorial candidates, they won't even answer who won the election in Arizona. And I'm just thinking, okay, I believe Arizona is pretty purple. There were a lot of Republicans out in Arizona that decided, okay, I'm going to go to the polls, but I can't vote for this Trump guy. I'm just going to leave it blank. We've got 2 Democratic senators. So Arizona is pretty purple. If you're a contender for the GOP gubernatorial and you're like Kimberly Yee or Matt Salmon or you're, you know, Carrie Lake, you're coming off as crazy. You're coming off as conspiracy theory. You're coming off as you know, someone that I don't know if I could ever even look to vote for. And I have no problem voting for a Republican. And I'm just wondering, are you just going to hand this over to Katie Hobbs? Because I don't think she's any great candidate either.
No. I mean, look, Katie Hobbs, the greatest thing to happen to Katie Hobbs was this entire farce that's going on with the ninjas and the Republicans. Because what it has done is it's elevated her to a platform that she would never have had otherwise. But in saying that, you know, I look over there and I always say this. I think if you have somebody who's of sound mind, who's got common sense, who has an understanding of the world and politics and the whole nine yards, whether they're a business person or a political person, they could win a general election. What they can't do, it seems to be this day and age, is get out of the primaries, because crazy dominates. Both extremes seem to dominate the primaries. And the people that most of us would vote for never get a chance to get on a ballot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they could probably win a primary. I get it. But when you go to the general election, you're not coming towards the middle. That doesn't really even happen anymore.
No.
You really think Carrie Lake is going to come towards the middle?
No.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Never.
Never.
It's
She's a conspirator. Listen, I don't know her personally. I've met her a couple times. She's been very pleasant. But all I see is a very hateful woman. That's all I see on TV or radio. Every time she's just bashing somebody. You know, you see Kimberly Yee. Do I know much about her? Not really. She's taken an ice cream company like Ben and Jerry. She's pulled all the funds from like Arizona to Ben and Jerry's because this Israel thing or whatever. And I'm like, you're just wasting your time.
Yeah.
What are you doing? What are you doing? And then we got Matt Salmon. He's run for everything before. You know, he's never been able to get over the hump. But if I ask you a simple question, like, what color is the sky? Are you going to tell me it's purple? Because if I ask, who won Arizona? Are you really not going to tell me Joe Biden won? Really? And you expect to win a race? You'll never win going down that rabbit hole. You never will with independents. You've got to get the independent vote. Just ask Kyrsten Sinema.
Absolutely. 100%, man. And again, I think it's going to be frustrating because I think we need new blood in this. And I think we need people that are going to come to it and say, look, I understand your fears about the election and it's OK to look into it. But no matter what somebody tells you, if you're never going to believe it, then at what point do you say, I can't deal with that? And what seems to happen now is politics has brought out people who, quite frankly, you're like, I don't know if I'd let you run, you know, much
my
of anything.
My ice cream store.
Yeah, an ice grill. Now we've got that.
Yeah.
So it's going to be weird. But it's interesting because you're right about with Carrie Lake. Again, I've met her once, and she seemed very nice. And this is before she really got political. And I will say, all that being said, when you do watch a lot of these people, they're all trying to be mini Trumps.
It's terrible. There's only one Donald Trump.
Yep.
And no one can be like him.
No.
If Carrie Lake's trying to be the female version of Donald Trump.
That's it.
That's ugly.
Well, you've got, it's a carbon copy, right? Because you got Dr. Ward, right? You've got a lot of these women.
How's she done in Arizona?
Phenomenal.
How many races has she won?
Phenomenal.
How many Democrats has she put into office? It just doesn't work in Arizona.
No.
We don't buy that kind of crap. There are plenty of people who like Trump in Arizona. I get that, but there's a reason. He is Trump. He's not a knockoff. He's original. Whether you love him or you hate him, the guy is a total original.
Yeah.
Carrie Lake is a cheap knockoff.
Yeah, and that's a lot of what you see out there from the Mac Gantz's of the world and everybody who come out and throw big words and tough talk. But the reality is you're trying to ride a tidal wave of something that you can't because you don't have the skills to it. And it is going to be interesting because at the end of the day, the Democrats are in a great position if all that you're going to bring is people who really aren't going to be able to move the needle outside of the extremes for the Republicans. I'd be a little bit worried, but there's a long way to go. But in saying that, you better get in early because, as we've seen in a lot of these races, late ain't cutting it when it comes to getting into stuff. Okay, speaking of getting in late, Biden kind of did get a push late to get in through the primaries and to the presidency with the change of I'm coming in and we're going to bring the world back and I'll solve COVID. Well, guess what? He's got a new strategy to defeat COVID. Will it work? Will it fail? Better yet, will anybody even care or pay attention? We'll discuss any of that. Before we do that, I look over to the esteemed Mr. Peter Samore. It's time for a quick little newsflash.
Arizona's news station. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
A mashup of news, information, and entertainment. The Gatos and Chad Show, 2 till 6.
So, Biden is supposed to be speaking, I don't know, it keeps getting pushed back. He's like the Guns N' Roses, but without all the insanity. It's mostly like, you know, just guns and posers at this point. So we've got a new, like, six-prong attack, and what I'm hearing, Gatos, in the fight, because let's be real, right?
I just talked to my producer, Anthony's on vacation for my national show. He's in Chicago. He says, man, I was just in New York. There's people everywhere. And guess how many people are wearing masks? Zero.
Really?
Zero in New York. Very few people are wearing masks. We've kind of seemed to be living our life and we've gotten past it. We're moving in certain directions. But there's still issues in certain places around the country where we're seeing it really affect things.
Yeah.
But the six-prong attack, he's still looking for mandates that he knows he can't do. And one of those things, Gatos, is he's going to appeal to private employers to try to help him make sure that you can basically force people to get a vaccine.
I don't know what else he can really do. I think he's going to try and do two things. And, yeah, you're right. This speech was supposed to be Tuesday. But, you know, I guess he's busy with Ida and all that kind of stuff, Afghanistan, the border, all the messes. I think that's probably the only thing he can do is say to these private businesses, listen, you've got to mandate it. Only way we're getting out of this. The economy's going to take a hit. You don't want that. Get your people vaccinated. You're the only ones that can do it. I can't do it. You can. That might be part of it. The other part is, I mean, he's got to talk to people in the South. That's where we're getting crushed.
Yeah.
And nobody voted for him in the South.
No.
I mean, Georgia did, but barely, right?
Yeah.
But how is he supposed to talk to people who don't like him, who didn't vote for him, and won't listen to him? I'm not really sure what he can do. But if you look at his poll numbers a few months ago on COVID were pretty good. And I was right there with him. Delta hit. I haven't seen him do anything.
No.
It's almost like you got to at least show me you're trying. And I just don't see that. I've really soured on Joe Biden. I never thought he was going to be a great president anyway, but I thought he'd be better than Trump. He's proving to be just as bad. So I don't know what he can do. It seems he's given up on the border. He gave up on listening to his generals on Afghanistan and just went his own way. Look how that worked. And now COVID. I mean, COVID's going to be his presidency. And right now, Delta's running rampant, man. It's bad out there. It's, what was it, four times worse than last Labor Day? So it's not that you just blame the president on that. It's the Delta variant. But, you know, you got to blame the president. I like blaming presidents because they're the bosses. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. Has Joe Biden done a good job? Nope.
Nope.
He has not done a good job. And we can go into the border. We can go into Afghanistan. We can go into inflation. We can go into COVID. Has the guy been a successful president? Hell no.
No.
He's got a chance to get out of this thing, but I don't know if he can. I don't know if he's, you know, ready. I don't know. I got very little faith in the guy.
No.
I do.
Look, and let me tell you something. If you're a Democrat right now, you're looking there and you're looking over. You're upset about what's going on in Texas, the Supreme Court. And I've always said Trump's crowning achievement will be the Supreme Court. And you can see right now the smiles that the Republicans have across their face because they understand that. But you've got the opportunity to hopefully hold on, you think, to midterms. And this president was, in many cases, I think a lot of people thought he was a stopgap till they could get somebody else. Well, if things keep going the way they're going, and anything could change in the next week, month, or year, but it better happen sooner rather than later, because as people start to sour, as we all know, we're a fickle bunch here in America, and
right.
We'll change paths quickly, and the Democrats can be looking up and going, uh-oh, we're in a lot of trouble, and the red wave can be coming. All right, Brophy Prep.
Hey, Chad, yeah. Chad, real quick, give me something good that he's done.
He's trying hard with infrastructure, but again, a lot of that, it doesn't matter what president it is, so much of that is done not in the executive branch, right?
Right.
It's the legislative branch. So the reality is, for him being the leader and the guy that a lot of people are looking at, it's hard. And his mess-ups, border, Afghanistan, they're hitting people pretty hard. And people
they're
are looking
big.
Around, at, you know, and the economy as well. Gas prices are through the roof.
Yep.
People are frustrated. So at this point in time, you know, he went from getting, you know, for the first 45 days, a B to right now, pretty much a D minus or an F. And it he's feeling that pressure big time.
Yep.
Big time. All right. Brophy Prep right here. Phoenix Institute. What might be the most sweeping school mandates in AZ, their principal. He is going to join us next to talk about it. So get us a chat show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
So the mask fight, the debate rages. You got the governor saying, you don't want your kid to wear a mask. I'll give you cash and you can take him to a charter school. Look, and I'm all about choice. So that'd be fine if it wasn't at times based on something where, like, you couldn't have done this years ago kind of scenario. No, it has to do with the political side of stuff, mask being that. Joining us now is the principal of Brophy Prep. And right now, Bob Ryan, the principal, joins us. So Principal Ryan, the reality is you're doing some stuff there that is it's very interesting. And as usual in this day and age, it's probably going to cause controversy.
Yes, good afternoon. We've announced a pretty, admittedly a pretty bold safety plan to return to school that we think mirrors or reflects the bold programming we offer our students.
Is it a vaccine mandate? Because some people say it is. I think you're saying it's not. They have a choice, right?
Correct. No, we have not. All of our parents have a choice. They can choose to either have their sons vaccinated or to engage in regular testing. But everybody has a choice.
So when you decided to take something like this on, right, so you got a bold program, as you said, how's the feedback coming? Are you talking to as many parents as possible? Are you talking to your staff? Are you getting outside help as far as, you know, ideas from other, you know, institution and programs? How are you putting it all together?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, since the beginning of the pandemic, we've really tried to proceed with humility, recognizing that I'm a school administrator, not a public health expert. So we've sought the counsel of those that are experts. So we've got a really robust team of medical advisors, and we're in regular contact with them. We also have a task force in-house that I meet with regularly to work on our policies, and regular contact with parents. Heard from hundreds of parents, since the beginning of the year, and when we'll talk to anybody who calls with questions or concerns or wants to offer support.
And has the feedback been positive or negative or kind of 50-50?
It's been overwhelmingly positive. We have 80% of our school community is currently either fully or partially vaccinated, on the way to full vaccination. Hundreds of our students are signed up for regular testing, and that includes vaccinated and unvaccinated students and teachers. And we've just been overwhelmed with expressions of support from current parents, from alums, from leaders throughout the state, both the private and public sector. Overwhelmingly, the feedback has been positive.
Talking to Bob Ryan, principal of Phoenix Brophy College Prep. And all right, so Principal Ryan, here's something. Parents come at you. Some of them are going to be angry. How do you deal with this? Because we see, you know, what we see on the news is you know, the fights at the school districts and the taunting of teachers and stuff. So you're in the midst of all these things. When a parent comes to you, some of them, I'm sure, are apoplectic, but do you try to calm them down? What kind of conversation do you try to have with them to understand the bigger picture?
We're really sympathetic to parents. You know, parents are we're all, as parents, trying to do what we think is in the best interest of our children, right? And so we're really sympathetic to that responsibility that parents have. And these are difficult times. There's the proliferation of misinformation and disinformation out there that's really confusing to sift through. And so we're sympathetic to parents. And yeah, I've talked to a number of parents, exchanged emails with even more parents who are confused, who are upset, and try to acknowledge where they're coming from, listen to their points of view and their perspectives. But at the end of the day, we have a responsibility to not just, you know, my own children, but to the 1,400 children that I'm charged with the responsibility of protecting. And so that's the frame that we use when we set to make any of our policies. But we are sympathetic to what parents are going through here. There's a lot of conflicting information out there, and we see that play out across the country, unfortunately. But overwhelmingly, our parents have been supportive and civil and are on board with what we're trying to do.
Bob Ryan joining us, principal of Phoenix's Brophy College Prep. First of all, I'll give you a lot of credit. I think what you did was brave. I don't think we have enough brave people like you out there. What you did was you protected the kids, and that's all I've been banging on the radio for month after month. I don't think our governor does that. I think you did that, and I applaud you for that. Let's talk about your school, because, I mean, I want to know if it's working. First of all, do you guys have masks? Is there a mask mandate?
So we are currently requiring masks to be worn indoors, not outdoors. And so, yes, and our students have been, you know, none of us really like wearing masks, but they've been really cooperative wearing masks indoors. And it's just, I mean, the fact that we're not wearing them outside has just been a marked difference from last year when kids had them on all the time. We all had them on all the time. So it's working really well. I mean, we have seen some positive cases, but significantly fewer cases than I've read about in the news at other schools and other school districts. And we anticipate continuing to have positive cases. You know, our goal is not to snuff it out entirely. We know that it's here and it's going to be here for a while, but we want to dramatically reduce the likelihood that our students end up sick or in quarantine. That is the overarching goal of our program here. We want kids in school, and we want to be able to offer them all that school should be for teenagers and all that we've offered our students since 1928. And we believe that our program best and most sustainably provides us a pathway to do that.
Do you have testing at school?
We will start on Tuesday, on Monday, excuse me. So we wanted to give parents a runway at the beginning of the year to make the choice, either vaccine or testing. And then our testing program will begin on Monday. So parents are able to choose whether they have their son vaccinated. And if not, then they can participate in a no-cost on-site testing program that we're availing to all of our students and families. Or they can test at a third-party provider and submit those results to us.
Hey, Principal Ryan, kids, I mean, the reality is you're getting these young men ready for the next adventure in their life, but young men to become men and responsible adults. How are they coming at this, and what are you expecting from them in their responsibility in this?
I continue year after year to be impressed with our students here and the extent of their buy-in to our mission as a school. And I think they understand that our current policies are reflective of our mission as a Catholic Jesuit school. And while elements of the policies they might not always agree with, we've experienced great cooperation since March of 2020 and we expect to continue to experience that moving forward.
Did you get an angry call?
You know what? Most importantly, kids are thrilled to be back on campus. Yeah. The environment on our campus has never been more full of life, more full of energy after having been cooped up and having had so many things taken away from them over these last 18 months. Our students are thrilled to be back at football games and to be able to experience everything that high school students should experience.
Did you get an angry call from Ducey yet?
No, we have a great relationship with the governor and the governor's office and appreciate all that he does for our state.
So no complaining from Ducey on this one.
We have not.
Okay.
Not yet. No free ice cream for you guys. I'll tell you that right now. Bob Ryan, principal of the Phoenix Brophy College Prep. Thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate it. And we'll talk to you soon.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, there's no ice cream for you guys. That's what he's saying.
It's so simple, man.
That's it.
It really is. It's you throw everything at this COVID that you can, you know, vaccines, testing, masks. It's just not that hard. And no one's doing it except for this school.
And you know what's interesting about it, when you listen to him, he's like, look, inside, we're asking them to wear a mask. When they get outside, I have to wear
take
a mask.
Take it off. I get it.
And I look at that, and I'm like, there's the common sense side of things that other schools aren't taking. And they're like, no, wear it 24/7. And then other schools are like, no, never wear it. No, this is the common sense. It's not going to make everybody happy, but it'll make a vast majority happy, and people can understand it. But we live in a time where the extremes seem to dominate, Gatos, and that drives me crazy.
This should be the template.
This should be
the template for every single school. Get your kid vaccinated, and if your kid doesn't want to be or if you don't want your kid vaccinated, they're going to be tested a couple times a week for their safety and for the other kid's safety. And the only reason we're doing all this, wear a mask. Only reason we're doing all this is to keep your kid in school.
Yeah.
That's it. It's so simple. But only one school's doing it.
But he came at it with a common sense approach.
Yes.
And the reality is, most sides, common sense is the thing that's the least common in that. All right, coming up, I spoke to my producer earlier. He's flying back from New York. He was not growling on a plane, but was there somebody else? Was there a werewolf on an airplane? We shall discuss that straight ahead. It's the Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
The friendly skies aren't friendly like they used to be. I think people realize that. It's crazy out there. People travel and are going about places. And it's, just listen to this.
We've heard of unruly passengers before, but how about one who growled? That's an American Airlines traveler on a flight from L.A. to Salt Lake City caught on video standing up. And growling like a dog at crew members while removing and replacing his mask. Witnesses say the 61-year-old man from Vegas was yelling God bless America and Joe Biden. They also say he verbally targeted an Asian woman. He was arrested at the gate, cited for public intoxication and disorderly conduct.
What did he say about Biden?
Gatos, are you there?
Yeah.
Gatos, do you hear him? Do you guys hear him?
No.
No?
Hello?
Dead air on his air?
Yeah, I don't know. But what do you think? Did you
Hello?
Like trip out on the growling there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was growling Joe Biden. I mean, you know, was he possessed or something?
I can hear everything.
It's crazy. I'm sitting there listening. I'm thinking to myself, could you imagine that? You had a werewolf on the airplane.
On the plane. It's like, you know, throwback to Teen Wolf from all those years ago.
Are you there?
Oh, my God. Dude, we can totally hear you. We're screwing with you.
April Fool's in September.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Are we dead to you? Are we dead to you, Gatos?
You were dead to me before the show started.
Oh, you're missing out. He's fun. He's fun, kids. Gatos, if you, because we know you must be excited to travel.
Hello?
And you're not traveling right now.
Are you there, Chad?
Yeah, it doesn't matter, dude. I can do the show all day by myself. So I think we all know that. Here's the thing, man. I would pay to see money for a guy that you're sitting next to start growling on an airplane.
No, I don't want to see that. I don't want some guy. You know, they're either going to land the plane early or we're going to have to duct tape the guy to a seat again.
No, they didn't. You know what they did? They crated him.
What did they do?
They put him in a crate.
No, they did not.
Like they do dogs, dude.
No.
That's where
no.
Werewolves go. They're all part of the same species.
I was sitting on a plane once and about five rows in front of me, there was a guy who was in the middle seat. And honestly, the first like half an hour of the flight, he kept getting up and opening the compartment above, right?
Oh.
But he's in the middle seat. It's not like he just get out. And he did it like four or five times. And he's checking something in the compartment above. And it started to freak me out a little bit.
Yeah.
And a lot of people started looking around. And they're like, all right, you know, he probably doesn't have a bomb or anything. But what is he doing? Like, that doesn't look right to me.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you saw one of the flight attendants come up and say, listen, I've watched you get out of your seat five times. Is there something that you need there? Because if that's the case, let's get it out and let's sit you in your seat and let's not move you. And I just think the guy was off. And you always got to just worry that there is going to be somebody like that on a plane. I mean, I don't know why he went and checked his bag five times. I don't know why he asked the person on the aisle to get up five times. But if that happens in the span of 4 or 5 minutes, I mean, it's one thing if you're going to the bathroom, all right? Maybe you got a problem. But it's another thing to just simply open the overhead compartment five times in 20 minutes. Then it doesn't, there's something not right there. Either he's doing something weird and not above board, or he's screwed up. There's something wrong with him.
Yeah. Well, the growling thing is creepy, but let's be real, dude. I mean, how terrifying, like in a day and age where, you worry, right? Like you worry about insanity and what could potentially happen.
Well, especially on a plane because you can't leave.
Yeah, you can't leave.
You can't walk
away. Yeah, exactly.
If that happens to you at a restaurant, you get up and you move, or you say, listen, I want another table. But you can't do that when you're on a plane.
No. I was just after 9/11, I went to see a movie, and it was packed. And it was, I think, not too many days after 9/11. And there was some gentlemen in there. And needless to say, they made it uncomfortable for a lot of people. They were talking and chanting and saying stuff in the middle of the movie. And you saw a bunch of people get out. And just afterwards, it's hard not to have thoughts like that. But the growling thing, man, I would have just put a collar on and told them, sit down, be a good boy. All right, coming up, yes, Arizona Daily Download. It is straight ahead. It's the Gatos and Chad Show.